Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We finished off chapter 3. So it puts us here in chapter 4, and we've been talking about this issue of love, tying into our spiritual walk with Christ and our growth, as whether we're just starting out in our relationship with the Lord, or we've been walking with Him for years and years and years, this still applies to each and every one of us. And now with that groundwork laid, we have that foundation that we can be firmly established upon, He's going to get into some other issues of some things now that our perception and the judgments that we make and the way that we ought to be careful about the things that we believe. We've been given a firm foundation now, and we're to build upon that. As a matter of fact, for the morning service, I'd read about Jesus being that foundation that we have, and that's what we ought to build upon. But you shouldn't be ignorant of the fact that there are people out there that are going to try and take advantage of the good Christian demeanor that we ought to possess, of the love and wanting to demonstrate that to everyone. There are going to be people that are going to want to exploit that and that are going to want to take you for a ride, so to speak, because you just love everyone and you don't want to upset anyone. You'll just go along with what's ever said for the sake of peace or whatever it may be, and the scripture makes it clear that that's not the way that we're supposed to be. We're supposed to stand firm upon the things of scripture and the principles that we're supposed to live our life by. No compromises. Where we make our compromises is as those liberties that have been given to us in life, the things that we're able to enjoy, and there's just certain things we have to stay away from, not necessarily because they're bad for us, but because it may be, the Bible calls it a stumbling block to a fellow believer. It may be an issue for them. So we do what we read about earlier, and we kind of lay aside our own life for the sake of their betterment and their walk with Christ. So chapter 4, verse John opens up in verse 1 and says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." We're to try the spirits. When it's talk about this, literally we're to reason them, to prove them against Scripture. You shouldn't take what any of us say as Bible truth. You should take what the Bible says as truth. And so you should be knowledgeable enough in Scripture, at least in the study of it, to be able to compare the things that you're being taught and you're being instructed in with Scripture, to know that if they don't line up, well, a red flag goes up. And if you hear a preacher say one thing, but you read in Scripture where it's clearly saying something different, well, you should not have to think long about which one to lean on, okay? And so it says to try every spirit, literally reason about them, because they're not every spirit even that says is a godly minister, however you want to phrase it, is of God. That's why we talked about this morning that many will say, "Lord, Lord, not done many wonderful things in thy name, marvelous works." He says he never knew them. And so there's a whole world out there that's turned, you heard it, the phrase, money makes the world go round. And listen, if there's an opportunity that the devil or old sin nature can just take to exploit something for personal gain, do you think that it's going to let that opportunity pass by? Of course not. And so Christianity is no exception when it comes to the what we would consider to be a Christian culture, so to speak. The opportunity for exploitation is ripe. It's right there for the picking. And the devil's been around way too long to not seize that opportunity. As a matter of fact, he's been seizing that opportunity for as long as he could. What was it that he told Eve about taking the apple? Did he not say, "You'll be as gods"? That was one of the first lies we have documented there in Scripture, is about him using this desire for a relationship that we have, literally seeking out this religion against them. And so just because something has a label slapped on it that says Christian doesn't make it so. You say, well, how does that tie in with the message from this morning? Well, you may not recognize the worker, but you should always recognize the work. If it's being used in a manner that is edifying the saints, bringing souls to Christ, well, stay out of it. Even if you don't agree with it, just stay out of it. You've got pastors and teachers that are going to keep those kinds of things from entering into the church and entering into flock that may draw people away, but the things that are going on out there, literally just don't worry about it. But when you have this stuff being pushed on you, well, try the spirits and make sure it lines up with Scripture. It says, many false prophets are gone out into the world. Verse number 2 says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. A very simple back to basics. The first thing to examine, you got some kind of material or something that's being pushed at you. First of all, what does it do with Jesus Christ, the Son of God? If it doesn't recognize him as such, as being the only begotten Son of God, as being the way, the truth, and the life, well, disregard everything else that's coming from that source and just toss it. If it can't get that right, you know you can't count on it for anything else. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit, in verse 3, of Antichrist. Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Already there's things at work in the realms of darkness working against the cause of Christ, literally the Antichrist, pushing towards everything that is in opposition to the things of Christ. And the Antichrist is coming, he'll be on the scene, but even before that may take place, he's saying there's already other Antichrists out there, people who are against the cause of Christ. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, in verse 4, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. We read in chapter 3 about how God is greater than your heart. He's greater than all things. And now about in the world, if you've got conflicts on the inside, God is greater. If there's conflicts from the outside, God is still greater. Ye are of God and you've overcome them. You shouldn't be drawn away by false teachings and false doctrines because you have the Spirit of God dwelling within you. And that's a key differentiator between you and a lost person trying to determine what the things are of God, how they ought to live their life, what brings God honor and glory in their life. Well, you have not just a big advantage, but you have the only way to know that. You have the Spirit of God dwelling within you. And so it ought to be receptive to the things that we hear taught, the things that we experience on that spiritual side. Something is going to speak to you, and it's either going to speak to your spiritual nature and the things of Christ, or it's going to speak to your fleshly carnal nature and the things of the world. And so you should always do a double check and make sure that the spirit that you're nourishing, the one that you're maturing, is the one of God. We're going to surround ourselves by things that we love. It's natural. Nobody wants to surround themselves with everything that they just hate and dislike and be miserable. At least I hope you don't. I sure don't. But just because we're enjoying something or it sounds good doesn't make it true or good for us. You've heard the phrase before, someone might say something and say, that makes good preaching, but it's not very scriptural or biblical, you know? Why? Because usually when someone will say that, it speaks to us in the fleshly or the carnal nature. It appeals to a personal bias that we might have or makes us feel better in that sense, but it doesn't speak to that spiritual side of us. It doesn't help grow us in our walk with God. And there's a lot of teachers out there that are going to appeal to the fleshly side that you can have it all. You can have everything the world has to offer and you can still bring glory to God. And that is not so.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.